It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
Yes, she does. She has the look on this Friday morning. Monica Bothan is in the studio, and she brought freight with her. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. I figured today, happy May, I needed Paul to know what I do at my store. He goes to all these places in the state of Minnesota. He goes to sixth graders. He goes to sports people. He goes all over. So, and he's such a busy man. So I thought, you know, I'm going to bring some of my freight, and then he can see how exciting that is when I open it.
All right. So you're going to put me to work, too. I'm going to open some of your freight you brought.
Yes.
And we don't know what it is yet until I open it up.
And, you know, the suspense is what I have to go through every day, because right now Monica's is off the chart for getting things in. Like everybody says, how's business? Well, what's Christmas like? That's what spring is at Monica's.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah, because what happens is these fashionistas are tired of winter, and they want some new things. Because what's leading into today, I brought things for graduation ideas, wedding ideas, showers, bachelorette parties. Yeah. You name it, I've got it.
You do. And you brought it all in
today. Yes. So my motto is dress up and go to Monica's.
All right, great. Well, as usual, Monica always loves to answer questions, and Maynard's feeling lonely at the telephone again, so give Maynard a call with any fashion question you have. That number is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301, and any spring fashion question, any kind of fashion question for Monica. And Monica, you win something if you're the first caller.
You darn right you do. A $25 gift certificate. How awesome is that? I just love giving back.
That's right. 598-7301. And you can be a winner on Fashionista Friday this morning with Monica. So give us a call right now with any fashion question. Beautiful day, Monica.
Oh, beautiful day. And I'd just like to share something with you. I had somebody contact me through the podcast. They just loved it, loved the show, loved everything. I think they're out of Iowa. So we are definitely going out of the state.
Wow. On our website.
Yeah.
Oh,
on
nice.
Your new podcast.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Podcast,
you know,
yeah.
I'm not up on all them things. I'm trying to, but, you know, I take care of my own Facebook account, so that's huge.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what my bonus will be for this year. You know, maybe last year was flip-flops, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, it is. So, what are we going to do today? It looks like a black and white day today, Monica.
It is. You know why? Because lately, we don't have that crisp 75, 80 degrees right away in the morning. We have a little cooler mornings. And my fashionistas are getting so excited. What do I do for this weekend if I have a sleeveless dress? Or what do I do? So I got some great ideas. I got some little jackets that go with these dresses. I've got like little open weave mesh vest-like that have fringes on the bottom. I personally went to market like 2 Sundays ago. Thank KB for assisting and going with me, which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I've got so many ideas of wraps and jackets, so don't fear if it's cooler out. You just need a little wrap to go over that dress.
Yep.
Or that top.
That's right.
Layering. We're in Minnesota. We have to layer.
Yeah, you can definitely layer this past week or this week. That's
yep.
For sure.
So Monica has long sleeves right now. I'm sporting a black and white. It looks 70s to me because it has a little flare sleeve.
A little flower power going
yep,
on there.
Yep, yep. In honor of spring, you know, a little flower power. Then look at these. I can kind of raise my foot. Paul, you're not looking.
Oh, there, I'm looking.
Ooh, I almost took out my back. Hey, took out my back.
Don't tip over and fall off.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I almost took out my back.
Okay, let me see the flip-flop again.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Get the leg up there. There we go. Oh, yeah.
We've never had anybody injured in the studio on the air before. So.
Yeah. It could, you know, I feel kind of nestled good in this chair, so we don't want to fall over. But that's another thing, my black blingy flip-flops. I've been waiting for those for months, Paul.
Yeah. I like the jewelry you have on. You got a ring on every finger, Monica.
Oh, I was so hoping you noticed today, because guess why?
What?
when I went to market, there's a vendor that goes to Paris, and she brings back all these wonderful items. And that's what I have on right now, is the Swarovski crystals made in Paris. And these groups of people make these beautiful chains. And then sterling silver rings with, look at the stones. Yeah, wow. They're all handmade. And aren't they just beautiful? You'll never find that same ring.
Oh, wow.
Never find the same ring. And I like unique things.
Yep. And I like that, a ring on every finger. That looks
cool. Well, I don't always do that, but it's a safety reason, too.
Okay.
In case I'm ever somewhere and someone, you know.
Wants your ring.
No, safety. That would hurt, right?
Okay.
I got to protect myself.
I got you now.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a question.
Oh, wow. That was fast on a Friday.
Yeah, and just called in, and she just won herself a $25 gift certificate at Monica's. Here's our question for today, Monica. And so all the questions are good every week, aren't they?
They're awesome.
All right, here it is. What are the best shoe choices for transitioning from spring into summer?
Gee, you're good. Are you kidding me?
That's a great one.
That is so awesome. Okay, so here's what would be a good choice. Like right now today, I wore flip-flops because it's warm out. And I want to scream summer, and I just got these in, and I'm excited, you know, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But you can still wear your booty boots. Oh. And actually, you can still wear tall boots if you want with your tights or leggings.
In the spring?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So do you realize that boots are okay for all year round?
They are.
Yeah.
That's a good question, too.
You know, and the younger generation kind of took over that. When I went to Mexico how many years ago?
Yeah.
She had a cute little sundress on and a pair of UGG boots with the fur inside up to the knee and that.
A pair of what boots?
UGG.
UGG?
With the fur inside.
Oh.
I mean, if you can wear boots with fur inside in Mexico, in Minnesota, you can wear a boot that isn't, you know, lined or whatever.
Right. Yep.
I've been actually selling a bunch of ankle boots lately.
Oh,
sold
wow.
boots yesterday, too.
Okay.
That's a part of your wardrobe. So that's a great question. And also, like, this lace-up tie shoe. That would be really cute right now, too.
Yep, and we posted that on our KOQP Facebook page right now.
Yep, and it laces up to the ankle, and I have it in red, navy, tan, and black. You know, the hottest color was tan, because it goes with everything, right?
Okay.
But red is like one of those colors that can go with everything, too.
That would look good with any black outfit you have here.
Good job, that's what I was thinking. Instead of Monica bringing the black for the matchy-matchy world, which I'm in a lot of the time. And not everybody is me. Well, thank God for that. So look at the red. How you pop the color, you know? And that's just like when people travel. That's why they love doing black and white. Because a lot of European travels or France, they take black and white and they fit in.
Right.
Because black is huge there.
Yeah.
And it goes with everything. And then you have to bring less shoes.
You know, that red shoe, it pops against that black.
Yes. And right now, too, a closed-toe shoe you can still wear right now. But, you know, your open-toe sandals, bring them on.
Okay.
It's time.
Well, along with that question there, Monica, what's a favorable shoe in the summertime? What's a good shoe to wear in the summertime?
Well,
besides flip-flops.
Okay. My number one shoe in the summertime is you're probably a couple-inch wedge.
Mm-hmm.
With maybe a few straps on the top in all different colors.
Okay.
Because women like a little heft, little height.
Yep.
And a little bit of a heftier sole is more comfortable. You got to understand, my shoes are comfortable. They're cute and comfy.
Yeah.
I can't have uncomfy because I have the plantar fasciitis, the bunion thing, the sore toes, all those things.
Got to have a good shoe.
I mean, you can get a cheap shoe anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can't come to my store and buy something that isn't going to be comfortable.
Well, I bought a shoe from you, and it's my favorite shoe.
It's got to have the two C's, cute and comfy, and if it doesn't, I'm not getting it.
Right. I should point out a men's shoe I bought from you.
Yes.
Okay.
I order men's shoes all the time.
Yeah. Yep. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm still impressed with how far you got your leg up there. You're pretty flexible there, Monica.
I don't understand that. I guess I kind of am. I've got bad knees, but, you know, I try to, you know, stay limber. That's from walking up and down all my steps. I try to walk all my customers to the car.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just dying to open the freight here.
Oh, I can't wait.
Can we do it?
So, drum roll.
Okay.
What he is opening today at KLQP in Madison, Minnesota, is...
Let's see what we got here.
We have a whiteout.
Ooh.
In Madison.
What is this, a shirt?
A whiteout.
A whiteout. It's a
ankle
jig.
Ankle pants.
White ankle pants. There we go.
And it's in the summer weight material, girlfriends, not the hot denim twill.
Okay.
It's your summer weight white.
I like the band. What's the waistband here? What's that?
It's
called?
Stretchy. It's just, you pull them on, no zipper, no button, no problem.
Yeah. No
Looks
zipper.
Like a jean in front with all the rivets and everything.
It does.
Clean pockets in the back. Great for any of these tunics that I brought with. And guess what? Monica is getting one of those. I've just decided that for doing all this hard work, Monica, Facebook and all this stuff, cleaning Monica's, buying for Monica's, paying Monica's bills, I think I better get one of those today. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you should.
And then you could roll it up.
It's called a high-rise slim ankle.
That's huge. Okay. You got to be a slim ankle.
You can roll these up?
Roll them up.
Okay.
You can. Okay, so Friday you can have them down. Saturday they can be rolled up a couple rolls. And by Sunday, when it's hotter than a pistol, you can roll them way up to be almost like a Bermuda.
Oh, okay.
They're very versatile and great for travel.
And it's an all-white.
Everybody should run on in to get these because these are hard to get. Yeah.
I enjoyed opening freight. Can I come over and help you on freight day?
Oh, my gosh.
What day is freight day? Every day?
Every day. Come over sometime, Paul. I'll put you to work.
Okay. That was fun. What do we have here in front of us?
Okay. So we've got all this black and white stuff, right? And these ladies that say, oh, Monica, you know how much black I have. Should I get this black jacket? Or because I like to help people for their wardrobe. It's not just to buy at Monica's. You're investing in your wardrobe. When you buy.
Yep.
You should not buy unless it's a wardrobe essential. So this little white jacket, great for a lady that's transitioning her black jacket. Yes, you have to hang on to your black jacket, but you can throw this little white one on with your black and white stuff because it makes you feel like spring has sprung. Wow.
That is really nice. A white jacket with some black underneath. Can you wear the white leggings or the white pants that we just opened?
You could. Okay. You could, but I think it would be fun if you put a black jacket on then with the white. You know,
gotcha.
For a little change
back.
Up, right?
Yep. Like top and bottom.
Yeah, okay. But normally you like to, it's just white with white. It's okay. It's okay. But I like a little contrast, even from the Matchy Match gal.
Got a sleeveless dress here.
Yes, this is my black and white sleeveless dress. It's fitted in the bodice, and then it's got a flared skirt. It is so cute on. And if some women would say, that's too short for me, well, then you put your capri leggings on with it.
Okay.
You know?
Yep, capri leggings.
That's what you do. If it's a little bit of a shorter dress, you ladies that want it longer, throw your capri dressy legging on with it and go.
Right.
And this one is to the knee in this black and white print. And look at how cute that is with the denim jacket.
Yeah, I got a denim jacket over it.
Oh, isn't that cute? Yeah. So I'm redoing Monica's. I'm going to have one whole room of dresses, okay? Everybody's coming in for dresses. And then I'm going to have a redo another whole room for black and white because everything is mixed up right now because I've been so swamped.
Right.
So when you come into Monica's, hopefully you'll come on into all the dresses in one room.
Yep.
And all the black and white in one room. And then all my denim is going to be all in one room. Whether it's a capri or short, whatever is going to be all in one room. I have to get organized.
All right. All right. Just a minute left here. We got an event coming up in the area, and Monica's a part of it. Tell us a little bit about that. It's called Wanderlust.
Yes, it's a great event. I was blessed to be a part of. They've asked me before, but it was my mama's birthday that one Saturday, so I said I couldn't be a part of it, but my mama came first.
Yeah.
But this year, they're hosting it on Friday, May 12th from 9 to 6, and May 13th from 9 to 4, although I'm open till 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where you shop all the different towns around the area, and myself, Monica's Apparel and Accessories, and T&D Barnwood Rustics is in it in Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you got to check out all the other great businesses in Dawson. But yeah, it's a fun event, and that's why I want to get my store in order.
All right.
And in time for Mother's Day.
That's right. Shop. Get a great gift for Mother's Day at Monica's.
Yes, a gift certificate, maybe a piece of jewelry or a scarf.
Yep. All right. Monica, that was fun. A good show today.
Thank you, Maynard and Paul. Thanks, Maynard, for answering the phone. And thank you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Monica. That is our Fashionista Friday show for today.